Talking life and other catastrophes this afternoon here on Drive. Of course, it is a Monday afternoon, and that's what usually happens at this time. Today, talking about mentors. Do you have a mentor? How did you pick them? Or did they pick you? 1300 222 774. Tell me what that experience was like if you had a mentor. 1300 222 774. In life and other catastrophes today, we're talking about the experience of either being or having a mentor. I'd love to know if you've ever had one and what you got out of it. I suppose that's the main point of having one, really, is what you get out of it. I'd love to know what that experience would be like. Peter Lustig is the chairman of the Mankind Project Australia and can join us in the studio. G'day, Peter.
Hey, Warwick. I was the chairman.
Oh, sorry.
Some years ago.
We promoted you. It got back to an old job.
I'm happy to have left it behind and to hopefully be mentoring my successor.
Oh, well, that's a good point, isn't it, really, when we're talking about mentors today?
Absolutely.
What is a mentor?
Oh, that's a good question. You know, I heard you introducing this program as Life and Other Catastrophes. So perhaps a mentor is just somebody helping another person to avoid the catastrophes that they've had.
Might be a good start, really, isn't it?
Yeah,
that helping hand.
Yeah. So in a way, it's sort of being graceful. It's saying, think back and take a breath for a moment. Recall your life and what sort of trials and tribulations, and I probably can't say some of the more expletive type words, what sort of stuff have you actually experienced in your life to get to where you are now? And what would it be, what sort of an act of grace would it be if somebody were to say to you, you know, I can help you to avoid that. I've been through there. With what I can be with you with, perhaps you won't need to suffer in the way that I did.
So
ultimately it's an act of grace, which, in, if you like, is an aspect of love.
Mm. Is it always a formal thing?
Oh, absolutely not. No, I wouldn't have thought so. I certainly had a number of mentors. I was unconscious that they were mentors at the time, although I appreciated I was getting help from them and some steerage. But certainly, traditionally, you know, in trades, you know, an apprentice is a formalised form of mentoring. And that's been around, you know, since the Industrial Revolution.
So true. 1300 222 774. If you've been a mentor, or if you've indeed been the one getting some mentoring, I'd love to know what that experience was like. What did you get out of it? And did it help you, I suppose, to avoid some of that stuff that Peter Lustig has been talking about? 1300 222 774. You can text 0437 774 774. When it's working well, what is a good mentor-mentoree relationship, Peter?
That's a great question. I regard that relationship as being sacrosanct. It's a place of holding, and the mentor, in my view, ought to be getting as much out of the mentoring as the mentee. And there's a suggestion, in fact, in MKP, Mankind Project, that if he's not, he needs to change something or stop doing it. So it's really an opportunity for both parties to step into a growth, and the growth is into more of themselves.
I suppose on the flip side of that, when it's not going quite well, how does it look then?
Well, that's just your traditional abuse, you know, and people being bossy and toxic.
And not working, that, I suppose you're not getting that knowledge to avoid the situations that, say, that somebody else or senior might have already gone through.
Well, there might be a difference, for example, between being told what to do and discovering what to do for yourself, and perhaps via really well-aimed, powerful questions from a mentor who will stir things up inside of you so that you can come up with your own answers. And generally, I know in my life I've found that the answers I come up with seem to stick a lot better than ones that are shoved down my throat, so to speak.
Does age matter when we're talking mentors? Do you want it to be someone older than you?
I think you just want it to be somebody who's got something that you haven't, I'll correct that. Something that you have and which is not as developed in you as it may be in them. So, for example, one of my most beautiful mentors has a 10-year-old son, and he regards his son as one of his most amazing teachers.
Yeah. Isn't that amazing?
Yeah, and he's in his mid-50s, so...
Has a mentor effectively younger than them.
Yeah. Well, I'm not quite sure that they'd literally call it a mentor relationship, but he certainly acknowledges that his son does trip him up often, trigger him often, and that he gets a whole heap of learning out of that.
Isn't that amazing?
And isn't that what mentoring is about, what growth is about?
1300 222 774. Tell me what it's like to be in that mentor relationship. Maybe the person who's mentoring you is younger than you. 1300 222 774. We're speaking to Peter Lustig from Mankind Project Australia about the issue of mentoring and how that works. And I'd love you to join us. 1300 222 774 is the number. You can text 0437 774 774. It's 18 to 5. I suppose, Peter Lustig, tell us a bit about Mankind Project Australia and where mentoring can come in there.
Oh, well, how many hours have you got? Well, Mankind Project is actually an international brotherhood, not exactly an organisation. It's in some 16 to 20 countries around the planet. And in essence, it's an adult male rite of passage program. And what that means is that men come to it late on a Friday afternoon and they go through some 60 processes between then and Sunday afternoon when they leave, designed to open them up to what's actually going on inside, and then to give them some tools to deal with what they find, some languaging around it, and also some a whole heap of support because they're doing it with other men sitting around them. So that's Mankind Project's, MKP's, signature program called A New Warrior Training. And then following that, there's a whole heap of different leadership programs that you can step into and what we call I groups or integration groups, some of which are closed to men who've done the training, some of which are open to any man, and where men sit in circle and work on themselves and hold each other accountable for who they say they want to be in the world.
Why do men need this help? And why are you here?
Not just that men need this help. Yeah. I reckon everyone needs a bit of a hand. Women traditionally in our culture seem to network much better and seem to talk with each other much more and seem to talk about feelings a lot more than men do in general. I'm generalising here. And in fact, in our culture, men are told to suck it up and not to cry and just to get on with stuff and to ignore what it is that they're feeling. So we're actually often brought up with feelings they're put in shadow. They're disavowed, if you like. So, and in fact, feelings are real things in each of our bodies. And when we start listening to them, we can get way more congruent. So instead of having a feeling of frustration building to white-hot rage and lashing out in some sort of domestic violence type scenario, I might notice that, I'm feeling a bit agitated here. If I can identify that and speak to it with my partner, then perhaps the rage won't be necessary or the violence that might follow.
Knowledge is power. There you go. If you know how you're feeling.
Understanding is power.
Mm. Yeah. Mike is in Dean's Marsh on 1300 222 774. We're in Life and Other Catastrophes this afternoon and speaking about mentoring and a little bit about the Mankind Project Australia as well with Peter Lustig here on your radio. It's 4:45. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you very much.
Have you been a mentor? Or are you the mentee?
Yes, I'm a current mentor and I've actually been a mentee as well. But I really like that term, knowledge is power, because that's really what it's all about, is trying to share knowledge with people who maybe have less experience and less knowledge in your community, and without being a know-it-all, you know, you're actually trying to help them through whatever their lack of knowledge is or experience. And I'm actually a mentor for the local Otway Agroforestry Network, which is a farming organization where we try to encourage farmers to plant trees on their properties for reasons that are important to them. But we have a lot of people who move into the area that don't have that knowledge or experience of say, second, third, fourth generation farmers. They might be moving in from the city and they join the network and they want to plant trees and they like the lifestyle, but when it comes to...
So is it a formal relationship, the mentor-mentee? Yeah.
Yes, it's a formal... What we do is I go and visit. I'm asked by the network coordinator to go and visit, Joe Bloggs up the road. I do, and I do an initial site visit. We walk around their farm. We try to work out what their needs are, short-term, long-term, middle-term. And then I write a report, take a few photos. I go back and meet them. We sit around the table with a cup of coffee and go through the report. And then I'm there to assist them when they need me.
So follow it through from there. What do you get out of it, Mike?
Well, the network has all... There's two things. The one thing is that I really enjoy the sharing of knowledge, the sharing of experience. It makes me feel good. It makes me feel needed. It makes me feel useful in the fact that I've lived here a long time and I, gained knowledge through my work and my private life. And of course, the other thing about our network is that we're not necessarily a voluntary organization. We're actually trying to keep people... We're trying to keep the economy flowing out in the rural district. So we're actually paid to do this. We get government grants, and it actually keeps, the not only the knowledge stays within the community and the experience, but we also get a wage at the end of it. It's not a lot, but it's enough to make you want to do it,
Hey, Mike.
It works both ways.
Peter here, Mike. Thank you for that. When you said that the knowledge stays in the community, to me, that's one of the real hallmarks of mentoring, that you're actually creating a legacy. You're imbued with knowledge in some area and experience and wisdom. And what you're doing is you're somehow or other passing that along to the next generation or the next iteration of who you're being.
I agree. Yeah. I agree. And sorry, and I think that for us, not only are we trying to maintain knowledge in the community, and that encourages our mentees to maybe one day become mentors as they gain experience, and so it just it's a snowball effect.
Mike, thank you so much for giving us a call. That's Mike in Deans Marsh on 1300 222 774. This is the same number. Helena called in Geelong. Helena, you've got a mentor.
I do have a mentor. I'm a novice beekeeper, and taking on or being adopted by a mentor to help me in my beekeeping has just been the most wonderful thing that I have done. I can't recommend it more highly to people.
I bet you'd really want to have a mentor in that kind of field too.
I certainly would. I've got a hive at home and I've been stung a couple of times, so perhaps I should check with you afterwards.
Look, it is fantastic because there have been a few times where I won't say I've stumbled, but I've just been unsure about what I'm doing. And when you're working with a hive, it's quite a dynamic thing. And there are so many small things that someone who's been beekeeping for 20, 30 years knows, and they can just give you confidence. And it just means that you're able to work your hive, and if you're confident, your bees are happier. So all the beekeepers who are out there who are thinking about being a beekeeper or are a novice beekeeper like myself, I can't recommend it.
Get a mentor. Yeah, I think that's great advice.
You could say be right on that.
Oh, brilliant. 1300 222 774. Peter Lustig is here with us from Mankind Project Australia, but also great dad jokes as well on the program. Any advice, I suppose, Peter, before we let you go, a little bit more about Mankind Project, and if people want to get involved, how do they do that?
Oh, look, it's pretty easy. Online, you can go to mkpvic.com.au. mkpvic.com.au. That's the Victorian organisation. There's an Australian one. There's lots of overseas sites as well. There is a training coming up in Victoria early September. So if your team's not in the finals, there's plenty of space for that. If you'd like to sit in an open circle, of men. If you haven't done the training, or even if you have, you know, there's that site will give you some contact details to be able to do that. And that might give you just a taste of what it's like to sit in circle and do personal work. One of the things I should mention is that the two examples of mentoring that we've heard from your callers in have been sort of hands-on type stuff. Whereas what we do in the Mankind Project is it's there as a personal growth organisation. It's trying to make men more authentic, have their heads, their hearts and their bellies, you know, more aligned so that men can be congruent and in missions of service in their communities. So the mentoring that you do in MKP, or we do in MKP, is very much around personal growth. Mm-hmm. And how might I hold my mentee in such a way so that I'm centred and the mentee is in a place where he is able to just dive deeper and deeper and find out more about who is this real essence, who's the spirit of this man.
That's an interesting point you raise too. I suppose being a man and being how we view masculinity has changed so much, I'd imagine, over the last few decades. Important sometimes for people to have someone to effectively teach them how to be a man, teach them how to act or acknowledge what's happening with their emotions in key times in their life.
I'm going to pick you up on the word teach, if I may. Mm-hmm. I, as I said earlier, I don't like being taught anything, mm-hmm. But if I'm led to something,
which I discover
for myself, that can be an absolute boon. And I know that I've had a number of men, I've still got a number of mentors. And, I wouldn't be where I am without them.
Beautiful place to finish. Peter Lustig, thanks so much for coming into the studio.
Thank you, Warwick.
It's been great to talk to you. That's from the Mankind Project Australia, Peter Lustig there on Drive on ABC Radio Melbourne and ABC Victoria. It is 6 to 5.